Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, showers ending, then becoming clear, a low of 51. A project proposed by a member of the Racine County Parks staff that includes two students from UW Parkside and a pair of experts, designed to improve the water quality of Quarry Lake, won the approval of the Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee last night. Dave Pratt, the county superintendent of highways and parks, said the project involves building islands in the lake that would help improve the water quality. He said the two Parkside students, one paid by the county and the other through a student research grant, would be involved in testing the water.
The students would monitor the water prior to these islands placed, and then during the time the islands are out there. And then Dr. Lyon will put a nice presentation together, gathered by the students.
Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson said she thinks the plan, which would cost between $5,000 and $6,500, should be given a chance.
We think it's worth a shot to show the public we're making a good faith effort with methods that are proven. And even if it's a baby step, I think that baby step is worth taking, and it's not throwing good money at bad.
Two experts will be involved in the project. Dr. Joy Wolf from Parkside will oversee the students' research and methods, and Dr. Stephen Lyon of Sealed Air has agreed to help implement the program. The committee endorsed the project but suggested staff contact one of the companies that presented a mediation proposal to the committee to see if they would be interested in becoming involved in the project. State law requires private schools to designate attendance areas for their operation through the local school district board by the 1st of April. And while a new private school in the Racine Unified District only got that approval on May 15th, the notification process actually started well before the deadline, according to RUSD Budget Director Mark Duff. The Sonnenberg School was created by Sonnenberg Consultants at 9605 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, while also operating a school on 72nd Avenue in Pleasant Prairie.
Tends to service more of us kids with special needs, but regardless, they've notified us of their intent to open and indicated to us their boundary as being district-wide. They had their notification to us before April 1st, and then I felt that because they contacted us in March, they technically started the process of being recognized as a private school before April 1st.
Duff noted that with approval of the district-wide boundary for the Sonnenberg School comes the state requirement of busing those students, though parents cover the cost under a contract. The hard reality of what was decided weeks ago by the Kenosha City Council started to appear this week with the removal of honey locust trees that have been in downtown for about the past 20 years, but they're causing problems with sidewalk streets and nearby buildings. Removing the trees is part of the plan for the downtown that includes a $2.3 million resurfacing contract with Racine's AW Oaks. Needless to say, there's been mixed reaction to removing the trees, ranging from sadness but understanding to total disapproval. Kenosha aldermen were told at the time of their vote that the existing trees would be replaced with trees in containers. The Twin Lakes Village Board unanimously passed an ordinance change recently affecting dog owners and the need for animals to be on a leash. There had been a provision to allow dogs off a leash, but under voice control. The change eliminates that provision in favor of dogs always being on a leash, with the person in charge of the animal holding the other end. In addition, the Twin Lakes Board struck language that prohibited pets on village beaches in favor of a rule allowing them anywhere in the parks, including beaches, if they're on that leash. If you attend Racine's Memorial Day Parade Monday morning or plan to visit Historic Mound Cemetery anytime this weekend or in the future, take note of new signs on the north and south ends. They're a gift from Preservation Racine, with design services donated by architect Bob Hartman and the installation handled by Michael's Signs. The new signs capture the historic look of signs that used to be in place years ago. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has a Memorial Day observance Sunday at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery on Highway C in Union Grove, next to the State Veterans Home. In Burlington, the Memorial Day Parade starts at 8:30 Monday morning. Monday morning at 9 o'clock on Kenosha's Lakefront, Navy Ship Club 40 holds a ceremony east of the municipal building. Kenosha's Green Ridge Cemetery will be the setting for a 10 a.m. ceremony Monday. Racine's annual Memorial Day Parade on Monday starts at 10 a.m. from West Boulevard and Washington Avenue and goes into Graceland Cemetery for an 11 a.m. ceremony at the War Memorial. And there's a 10 a.m. Memorial Day service inside Westlawn Cemetery on Highway 20. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.